My rosé and your beer are almost the same color. That's interesting.
And yes, I already spilled beer on myself. Okay.
All right. America.
Here's America.
It's kind of sad. That's all we can say is we just keep saying America.
I'm not touching that.
Hello, friend. Before we jump into today's episode, if you are enjoying learning a little bit about wine with me each week, I want to make sure that you've had the chance to download my wine tips cheat sheet. It is free. It is a single sheet PDF. It is very clear and concise and breaks down some of my favorite tips for understanding and enjoying wine. If you visit my website, sipwithnikki.com/resource, I'll send it right to your inbox. So this week, part two of sipping around the world at Epcot. Now, if you did not listen to part one last week, if you are that person who can watch the sequel of a movie without needing the first movie for all the backstory, then let me catch you up real quickly. My partner Michael and I were at Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida earlier this year. And as you may or may not know, in Epcot at Walt Disney World, they have 11 countries situated around a beautiful lagoon. And each country has a pavilion with international cast members or employees from those countries working there, which is so cool. And then they have food specialties and drinks and music from that country. So people love to eat and drink around the world. And that's what you are about to listen to. Last week, Michael and I started the journey around the world. We didn't get very far because after a tequila tasting and wine and beer, we literally had to go back to the resort and take a nap. So in today's episode, part two, we're picking up actually the next day, and we're going to finish the loop. We are going to finish all 8 countries. So listen in as to how we do that with the beverage in all of them. And you'll also hear our wonderful nod to one of my favorite things, which is people watching, aka People TV. I know that you have been on a cliffhanger if you listened in last week to see if Norway got more beer, so you'll have to listen to that. We have a guest visitor join us for the last couple of countries to help us over the finish line. And you can hear what the heck type of drinks we got in Morocco. So without further ado, here we are, Walt Disney World, sipping around the world, part two. Let's do it. Day two of sipping around the world at Epcot. We are starting in Morocco. And of course, my goal in these places is always get the beverage from that place, but they don't have any Moroccan wine right now. I spoke with the bartender, actually he was great, Ali, we had a great conversation, and he said they have a lot of beautiful wine in Morocco. They just don't have any right now. So for wine today, they've got Spanish, like an Albarino, and Greek. Assyrtiko, which if you guys listened to the podcast episode with Chef Missy Walnock, we actually tasted Assyrtiko. So I picked something that I've never heard of before. It is a Greek grape called Mascophyllero, Greek grape, white, light, smells like melon, it's very aromatic, and it's lovely. What did you, Michael, order for us to pair with these beverages?
Tiro Piquita? I don't know. I'm trying to make it Spanish here.
Tiro Piquita, which is also a Greek dish. Tell us about that.
Cheese-filled phyllo with cucumber tomato relish. So it's a nice little pastry with a little bit of cheese inside.
Yeah, a little triangle, looks like a spanakopita.
Topped with relish and microgreens.
Oh my gosh, so yummy and fresh and delicious. What are you pairing it with?
I'm drinking mint iced tea with gin. I asked the bartender what's the most traditional drink he has, and he said that's about the most traditional.
Yeah, apparently in Morocco, they enjoy mint a lot, he said, like in their tea all day long. So you actually have a very traditional Moroccan beverage where I have a Greek wine, but they're like cousins, you know, there's like water in between, but they're close to each other. So yeah, it's a really nice day here at Epcot. It is overcast, which is great because it's not hot and there's a breeze. And we're at the little Spice Road table, which has a little patio right on the water, and it's lovely.
Cheers.
right, so second country of day two. We are in Japan. And we went up the big tall stairs to Shikisai, which is sushi. So they have the big Japanese steakhouse here, but this is truly a sushi restaurant, and I don't think I've ever been in here before. And it's lovely to kind of come inside and sit down. Now, I feel like today is not a busy day. It's a Tuesday in March, and we walked in at 1 o'clock and sat right down, ton of open seating, and we're sitting at the sushi bar because that's how we roll, and we love to watch.
It feels like we're in a dojo, like the rice paper walls, so yeah.
Yeah, so we're sitting here watching the sushi chefs do their thing. And what are we sipping in Japan, Michael?
We did a sake flight, premium sake flight, and there's three going from various ranges of sweet to dry. So there's three of them. It's Dasi, Moon on the Water. There's light and dry. I feel so like
the first two are in the same category of sake, and the little bit that I do know about it, the Junmai Ginjo. But then the first one
is Dai Ginjo. And the last one is Honjozo.
Karatamba, yeah. Which our server, nice young man on the international program, just started, said is his favorite. So three lovely sakis, pretty generous pour, in a little, tray that go from sweet to dry, left to right. So we're tasting the first one.
So the dashi is floral. It's very
sweet. Oh my God, it's
sweet.
Pretty.
It's not overly sweet, it's nice.
It's not unlike a pretty wine. These are cold, all three of them are cold.
And all filtered.
So they're clear. They're very clear. It almost looks like a super pale wine, but they're chilled, which is lovely and gentle. And that first one was delicious. Ooh, you're nodding your head about the second one. What do you like?
I feel like it's almost like if sake was a Sauvignon Blanc.
Mm.
Very citrusy, lemon note, like a...
It has a little more bitter finish, like a wine.
Mm-hmm.
Not to try to compare everything to a wine, but it's just what I know. The acidity on this one's different. Crisper.
Definitely the first one's sweeter.
Yeah, but that's lovely,
It's delicious. Okay.
You guys, he's like power tasting. Like, boom, boom, boom.
So the third one has more mouth on it. It's like wasaki was tannic. Or.
You have more mouth. What?
Yeah.
It also feels stronger. Like, I noticed the alcohol a little bit more, but maybe because the sweetness is not there masking the alcohol.
It's more...
Yeah. That's fun. And by the way, we are making a photo/video journal of this whole day, and I'll post that on my Instagram on one of the highlights, so you can go and kind of see, not just hear. It's just so lovely in here, and it's like, I forget because I think, I lived here for... I may have talked about this yesterday, but I lived here for 15 years and came to Epcot often with friends, especially to do this, drinking around the world. And then even since I've been gone for 12 years, I'm back here at least once a year. There was like a little gap during COVID, but I've been here so many times. And what's really fun so far is we are just sitting in little places that I don't normally sit. Because I think normally we're like a group of people and we just keep moving.
We're going, running.
Yeah, and especially if you're here during the food and wine festival, there's all those little kiosks which are a little grab and go. And, but what I'm enjoying about you and me being here yesterday and today is like we just sat down at Morocco.
My lovely company.
I'm loving your company. But like we didn't sit down for an hour and a half. We sat down for 15, 20 minutes,
Right. We were standing a lot yesterday, walking around.
Yeah, so I think it's nice to come inside. And, there's these big, beautiful landscape windows behind us. When you look out, you're like, oh, yes, we're in Epcot. Like I'm looking across the World Showcase. But if you don't look at that, you could be in any...
Because they have these very big, beautiful flat screen TVs that project...
They have like virtual windows too, in addition to the real ones. But it has ambience. Like it does not feel like I'm in a theme park, you know?
Right now I don't feel like I'm in Epcot.
No.
So that's nice
neat.
About this place.
Yeah. And here comes our sushi.
Yeah.
Is that Tokyo Negro?
Thank you.
Gosh, beautiful.
Yes, thank you.
So we love salmon nigiri, and we're very spoiled because our local sushi restaurant back in Santa Rosa, shout out to Osake and Gary Chu,
his
salmon nigiri is, we call it sushi butter. It like melts in your mouth. This looks very similar in how it's cut. Yeah.
Thank you.
And then this Tokyo roll that we ordered has big slices of jalapeno on the top, which is very exciting. And some nice, looks like ahi tuna. Yeah, so it's a tuna roll.
It's delicious.
Yum! I'm taking a bite of the salmon nigiri. No soy sauce, no training wheels, no nothing. Sushi butter, melt in my mouth. And I'm gonna pair it with the middle. Moon on the water, middle of the spectrum. Ooh, it almost drinks like a wine. It almost has a little effervescence on it. Yum. Cheers, Michael. Fun stop in Japan. Cheers.
Cheers.
Okay, we're in America.
America.
I was excited to find that they had wine. I was getting nervous that America only had beer. So this is a little Regal Eagle Smokehouse craft drafts and barbecue, which is just outside of the smokehouse barbecue place.
Halls of Presidents? Is that what it's called?
No.
What is it called?
American Adventure.
American Adventure.
Hall of Presidents is in the Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
You are in the right patriotic spirit, but in the wrong park.
I'm getting Disney schooled again. Appreciate it.
Hello. Hello. I would love a glass of the Rainstorm Rosé.
Anything else?
What's the Oberon Eclipse?
So it's the regular Oberon Rito. They had a coriander and orange peel too, so it's darker and
higher. Ooh. I'll take one of those. Okay. Sounds refreshing.
So pretty.
Thank you. So, Bell's Brewery, which people don't know, is from Michigan.
Continue. I'm just giving you a little background.
Just that was it. I just wanted to say, I have not had this beer before.
America.
America. Here's America. Right, cheers.
It's so pretty, pink, medium pink. And this is called Silver Linings Rosé. Rosé of Pinot Noir from Oregon. Gotta represent Pacific Northwest. What's up, Oregon?
It's dark, like an amber.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a wheat beer, and it's very crisp and fresh on the end. A little bit of citrus at the end.
And what did he tell you that they put in it?
He said
coriander and...
Coriander and grapefruit. It's very delicious. Not heavy at all.
My rosé and your beer are almost the same color. That's interesting.
And yes, I already spilled beer on myself. Okay.
All right, America.
Here's America.
It's kind of sad. That's all we can say is we just keep saying America.
I'm not touching that.
I think my family started this years ago, but we basically just call it out when we see something of interest in people that are around us. We just say, it's like people watching, right? But we call it people TV. But me being me, of course I have to sing it. So I'm always like, people TV. So Michael, I would like for you, this is unrehearsed, you guys. We're about three countries in, three drinks in. I would like for you to create your own little jingle when you say people TV. I go people TV, like I go up like that. How would you like to sing people TV?
People TV.
Are you Eeyore?
Bum, bum, bum.
Okay, now let's do mine and yours at the same time. Ready?
People TV.
Oh my God, that was amazing. All right, so now you know when we call it out as we're going, what we are referring to. The magic people television.
People TV.
We're inside the German wine cellar, which is lovely in here. I haven't been in here in probably 15 years. And they have all kinds of German wine here. And they have signs all around of the different sweetness scale of Rieslings, like Auslesen and Spätlesen, all of that. As we know, Riesling does not equal sweet. So I'm gonna have a dry Riesling. But man, look at that stout that she's pouring. It is thick.
Looks like a espresso.
Yeah. So we're standing in a bar and just like we're next up.
Got to put the initials on it.
These lovely international cast members from Germany pour. And I'm sure everyone around me is like, why is this lady narrating everything that's happening? That's what I do. I'm a narrator.
What is that right there?
That's a liqueur. Yeah, chocolate shot. Oh my God, look at that.
You just drop it in the beer like a sake bomber?
Oh.
No,
I think it might be good. Actually kind of delicious in that stout.
Thank you.
Has anyone ever combined them? The chocolate and the beer? I don't know.
That's it. Maybe we got to do that.
No, I'm not doing that.
Okay, so I'm going to have the Gewürztraminer.
Okay, Gewürztraminer.
Yes.
Cabernet Riesling.
We don't have that one at the moment, the cabinet.
What's the driest?
The clean slate and then
yes.
For the Riesling, but if you want something really dry, that would be the Pinot Gris.
We did the Pinot Gris.
Pinot Gris?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
So yeah, super cute little cellar in here. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is a little footed plastic cup. It has a foot. You have to say the name of what you're drinking.
This is Gewürztraminer.
That was actually pretty good.
Yeah. I'm getting better at it.
You did pretty good.
It's one of the harder ones to pronounce.
Well, you're four countries in. Say it again.
Gewürztraminer.
Pretty good. Pretty
yes.
Good. Nice. Cheers.
Is that what you got?
No, I got the Pinot Gris. Mm. Mine's very dry.
Does that say anything?
Nice and
swap them out.
Okay, swapping. Ooh, very different.
Yes.
Yours tastes like apple juice. He got the Gewürztraminer.
Yes.
I got the Pinot Gris.
So I tell you, between the both, that one is very dry compared
it's
to mine.
Very dry, yeah.
The Gewürztraminer has like more like citrus, orange, very nice and fresh and
wow,
sweet.
Wow, look at you.
Cheers.
So yeah, mine's really lovely and clean.
And the coolest thing is we walked into it, it's like outside, it has Weinkeller in German.
Weinkeller, which clearly is wine cellar.
And yet I still had to ask for directions.
And yet you still ask the cast member, where can we buy wine? It's hidden back here in this, like, it's a hidden little nook just to the left of the beer garden restaurant that everybody knows. They have the buffet with the bratwurst and all that. And this is just to the left of it. Cute little spot. Cheers.
Cheers.
Hey Siri, how do I say, cheers,
say cheers
in German?
Prost.
Prost. Just couldn't
Thank
recall
you.
It because we're four
so
countries
there we go.
In. Prost.
Prost.
Look, he just went inside to ask the cast members, and I used Siri. And the answer is?
P-R-O-S-T. Prost.
It's what I just Googled. Prost. There we go.
There you go.
It doesn't make such a dramatic cling noise
when, it's
when you cheers with a plastic cup. But the wine is cold and delicious. So, prost.
Prost. I'm always in everyone's way. Sorry.
Just left Germany, passing through the African outpost.
We're actually sitting in front of this, I guess, live band, but actually isn't a live band. I was like, wow, they're terrible. And then it's just a bunch
Michael, it's children playing the drums. It's children.
Well, I'm glad they didn't pay them. So yeah. We're gonna try to keep it going a little bit here and then take a little break because...
Because why? Why would you need a break?
Because fireworks are 9 o'clock?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't just hang out here till 9 o'clock.
Because?
Because there's too much joy here. So like I said, I just walked out of Norway and got a beer. There was a little kiosk of beer.
Yeah.
We actually thought they were out yesterday, but
yes.
Their list is not current, so they just line in the beer selection.
So the update is Norway was not actually out of beer yesterday?
Correct.
Just didn't dig deep enough?
Correct.
And
right. So the one they did have is called Cornal.
Did you take notes on your phone?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I asked him for it.
I'm and so proud of you,
So it's
podcaster.
An IPA.
Okay.
It's very hazy.
Very hazy.
Very orange. It's good, you know? Not bad.
I'm going to share this with him, guys. I just had like 3 glasses of wine, so... This is gonna be a Sherzy from Norway.
Yeah, they didn't have any Norwegian wine anyway, so that's why we didn't get any. I would think every country makes wine, even like ice wine. You would feel like ice wine would be from Norway.
Okay, so that's a Norwegian IPA?
Yes.
Hmm.
It's good, citrusy.
Yeah, citrusy, cloudy, hoppy.
Yes.
I like it.
I like to say, because I'm a nurse, that it looks like the color of a...
Don't.
Don't. If you were gonna get a food item in Norway, and you weren't saving it all for fish and chips in the UK, what would you get? What was even there?
Reindeer? Do they get served reindeer?
The wheels might be falling off just a little. We'll bet. We're fine. We're just not as diligent. Like when we first started and we're like, okay, here's the notes, here's the Vivino, here's the menu, take a picture.
Hey, I actually got the name of the beer. Why are you giving me such a hard time?
You did good. You took notes. But now we're just enjoying, and that's okay too. And
I'm still in awe of the Norwegian beauty. You don't need food. We have girls that look that beautiful. Yeah. So anyways, it's funny because if we're on this line, we're still in Norway. If we go on this other line, I'm pretty sure the speakers are going to be throwing some Mexican music out.
Well, and the mariachi band just did, right, which is where I'm standing. But
so anyways,
the BGM background music is very Norwegian at the moment.
Yeah.
So it's just funny, first visit here, and we're walking around, and it's a couple hours in, and you turn to me, and you're like, but where are the creatures? And I was like, creatures? She's talking about, like, the lizards that people step over here. I said, what do you mean the creatures? And you said, you know, like...
Mickey, Donald,
and I
Goofy.
Said, do you mean the characters? The Disney characters?
Yeah.
And you called them creatures. It's cute. It's so cute. They are creatures. So now we call them creatures.
Yeah.
So. Hey. Enjoy a little live music in the UK.
Mine.
So we finally made it back to the UK to have fish and chips, which our expectations are really high, right? It is a huge piece of perfectly fried fish over some really nice thick cut like steak frites and lots of vinegar.
And we're actually watching the seagulls attack people.
We're literally on the water and the seagulls are in control. The beer is a harp, a lager.
Nice cold, refreshing. Mm-hmm.
French fries are good, very fresh. I was watching them pull this out of the fryer.
I'm gonna do a piece of fish without the malt, which I prefer actually, but let's see. It's nice and warm, not greasy, and that batter is good.
Very crispy, yeah.
It's very light, almost like a tempura, almost, how light it is.
Oh my God, it's so good. And I love it with all the vinegar. Give me all the Heinz malt vinegar on there.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nah, oh my God, beer?
So delicious. I feel like most people who have been here know about this, so it's not like a hidden secret thing, but I just want to remind people of the beauty that is this fish and chips.
Well said.
It's delicious.
I don't ever eat fish and chips, but here I do. We just came back in and we're going to Canada.
We gotta be honest. We gotta tell people. We yes. gotta go back to the room and take a power nap.
Yes.
Because four or five countries.
We were five countries in. When you start losing the number of countries, then you need to go.
The wheels were coming off a little. Yes. So, the beauty of staying at this resort, Riviera, I timed it, 18 minutes from the park to the room door because of the Skyliner. 25-minute power nap. I took a quick shower. And
was that 25 minutes?
Yeah, well, mine was.
I felt like mine was a little longer.
We're back at it. So, Canada. Michael, what do you got?
I got a Moosehead Lager.
Ooh, God bless you. Yummy.
Yes, this is nice and cold and refreshing. It's light, lager, so.
A lot of BGN background noise happening, but that's where we are. I also just have to share that we have a special guest who has joined us for the last three countries of Sipping Around the World, one of my BFFs, Mr. David. Hi, Dee.
Hey.
Thank you for hanging out with us.
Absolutely.
What is your most favorite thing to eat or drink in Epcot?
Oh, that's also good. But eat and drink is two different things. Eat is Via Napoli, the pizza in Italy.
Are we going to do that tonight?
Oh, if you are down for it, I'm always down for that.
Okay.
You can't say no to pizza, right?
All right, done.
So good. And my favorite there is, has the prosciutto and melon on top. Amazing, amazing. That's my favorite one there.
Okay.
Drink, I gotta go with the... I gotta go with the margaritas in Mexico. So those are my favorite. But the best deal is the UK pub, from a cost perspective.
Which
get most for your money.
Which
for
we
like
did
fish and chips and the beer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and today. Yeah. So yeah.
All right, cool. We'll see what we find in Italy. But for now, we're the three of us are gonna sign off this segment by singing O Canada. Here we go.
Do you know the words?
No.
It goes like this. O Canada. Oh, Canada. Okay, that's it.
I need to catch up with y'all.
In France, in the back corner, there is Auvin de France. Kind of like the little wine bar in Germany, where you can walk up and they have all the bottles.
I'm going to have the... I don't know how to say it. Whatever's the first one.
Which color?
First one?
Clicquot.
I was going to say that.
So Clicquot.
Can you do champagne?
Yeah. I'm going to do the Tétanché Brut. I love Tétanché. Am I saying it correctly?
Tétanché.
Yeah.
With all the information about Tétanché?
Yes.
And the back, because you know Americans struggle.
Americans, we tend to say Tattinger. And because most people don't realize the AI is there.
Yeah, but like French is hard to pronounce.
Tétanché.
Yeah.
I thought I was right.
So what did you order?
Tétanché.
Which one though? Is there
Brut?
Brut, and I'll do the rosé.
I love this little info card. Sorry. Luca is adorable. I love him. I want to put him in my pocket. Moët and Chandon. Ooh, she's pretty.
Rosé all day.
Look at that mousse. It's the mousse, yes? Thank you.
Thank you.
Merci beaucoup, Luca. Thank you. The final stop of our journey. All
we made
the countries.
It! Woo!
We made it. Is it 11 countries?
Cheers.
We are in Italy. We are in the wine cellar. Me, Michael, and David, our special guest for the last three countries. Could you just jump in at the end to celebrate? You didn't do all the work that we had to do.
No.
You were working though, so you're tired.
Then you just come to
I'll bring it home.
Cross yeah. the finish line with
there
us.
There you go.
So I got this beautiful three wine flight, wines of Piedmont. And then you got, David, you got a beautiful rosé of Sangiovese. And Michael, what did you get?
I got a 2019 Sangiovese.
Oh, those olives. So we got a beautiful cheese board with prosciutto di Parma and salami, pecorino, fontina. And then a Wagyu carpaccio, and then a little side of these, it's like little pickled artichokes, and the brightest green olives you ever did see.
Castellano.
I'm so happy. Yay. Let's cheers again, just because we have proper glasses this time.
Cheers.
Cheers.
I just love all the flights. So we've done a tequila flight, a sake flight, and now this flight. I love that because I want to taste like a little bit of everything. Grazie.
Thank you. Can you tell me again what this wine is called? The Sangiovese, what was this one again?
Belnero.
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 So you get like bread three ways. I like it.
So my three wines from Piedmont. The first one is Gavi, which is a producer I've heard of. Gavi. Pairs nicely with appetizers, pasta. Good, we're doing appetizers. And then Dolcetto, and then Langhi, Nebbiolo. Well, this is just the perfect ending to 2 days of work getting around the world. So let's enjoy. Cheers.
It's good. It's a very little F for fruit.
Oh.
Little E for earth.
Is everything little in your glass? Fruit, earth, and wood are all small?
Yeah, all of them are.
2019 Sangiovese?
Yep.
That's like home. That's like home in my mouth. Very fitting for you to end our journey with that wine.
Yeah, I saw it and I said, yeah, I have to have that. In a sexy glass.
All right, let's eat.
Now we're going to stuff our faces.
I mean, just freaking magical, right? So I hope that you get to go and visit Epcot soon, whether it's your millionth time doing so, or maybe you're planning your first visit. And hopefully we've given you some tips and ideas of fun things to try out in each country. Don't forget, you can support the podcast. There is a link in the show notes to do so. I would be ever so grateful. It's essentially like leaving a tip and saying how much you enjoy it. Buy me a glass of wine. Buy Michael a beer or a sake flight or a tequila flight. And who knows, maybe we'll give you a shout out on the next episode. We certainly do appreciate you. Hope you enjoyed, and until next week, sip well.